For about the past decade, the State Department of Natural Resources has paid the local municipality about $6,200 a year, but that's ending. Dan Sadler is a spokesperson for that state agency.
This money has come out of the Southeast Regional Office's small budget. This $6,200 represents about 5% of the budget, and with the need to cover travel and office expenses and replacing computers, this represents about 5% of the budget, and given the current revenue constriction these days, we really couldn't justify continuing it, especially when there are many, many areas that would like to have that same kind of arrangement.
Sadler notes the payment will be eliminated over the next 2 years.
We did try very hard to reduce the impact to the users of this area by reducing the money for over 2 years, not just all at once, hoping that maybe arrangements can be made to find new ways to fund that, or that the people in Petersburg could find a way to finance their own disposal of wastes and maintenance and so forth.
The money is paid for the upkeep of what's called the Ernie Haugen Public Use Area, state lands set aside for public use by the legislature in 1988. It's named after Petersburg's representative in the legislature in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it totals 935 acres, including free campgrounds at Greens Camp and Wilson Creek, along with a public access boat ramp at Banana Point. The decision by the state spurred a discussion amongst the borough assembly. Chris Cotta is the borough's public works director.
We use that money for pumping out houses, picking up trash, general light duty type maintenance tasks.
While this annual maintenance has been paid for by the state, repairs and improvements at that campgrounds and boat ramp have been improved with a mix of funding sources in the past. The Petersburg Indian Association worked on Greens Camp a decade ago with some money contributed by the city of Petersburg and Secure Rural Schools money for projects near national forest land. The campsite was built in the 1960s to house workers extending Mitkoff Highway. It's named after Green's Construction Company, which did that highway work. It was inaccessible for over a decade when a culvert on the access road failed, but it reopened in 2005. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci suggested the borough look into partnering with PIA on Green's Camp for some reconstruction work.
Restrooms kind of need an upgrade. There are some campgrounds that people frequent more than others, and some that could be improved. And they have some folks who are in the trails and into management of those kind of things, and I think that would be a good opportunity to see what they could bring to the table and what the borough could bring to the table to, and possibly the state. If the state's looking to get away from it, how we would take it over.
Other assembly members agreed the recreation area is an important one for the community and should be kept up by somebody. Mayor Jensen suggested sending a letter to Petersburg's state representative and senator. Borough staff made clear there would have to be a formal agreement with the state to do any maintenance work. Here's manager Steve Giesbrecht.
If the borough doesn't jump in with PIA and volunteers or whatever, then I don't think the state is necessarily going to do it. I think sending a letter to our legislators is a great idea. I mean, at least get them on notice. We did a little bit of that during the whole budget conversations, but this was so low down on the priority list, I don't know that it got a lot of traction.
The assembly agreed to send a letter to state legislators and may talk about that issue at a future meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.